podcast is part of the Sports Social Podcast Network.
Thanks for choosing this free Anfield Index podcast. If you'd prefer to listen to this or any of our other shows without adverts, then now's the time to check out Anfield Index Pro. With AI Pro, you can supercharge your entire listening experience. You'll not only get all of our podcasts without the ads, but you'll have them far faster with our quick publish feature available exclusively for subscribers. AI Pro also puts you in the heart of our sound studio, with an option to listen to many of our shows live and interact with the podcasters in real time as the shows are recording. Upgrading couldn't be easier. AI Pro is available on all popular podcast platforms, and we have our own apps for Apple and Android. Just head on over to AnfieldIndexPro.com and get started today.
Hello and welcome to the Daily Red, your lunchtime catch-up on all things Liverpool FC. On a Tuesday on which Liverpool will play Ajax in the Champions League at Anfield. Before the game, they're likely to play the national anthem and they're going to have a minute's silence for the passing of the Queen. And this has become something of a hot topic for people to discuss, especially after last weekend's games were cancelled, and many people have suggested that one of the reasons the games were cancelled is that there was a worry that fans at certain grounds would not observe the minute silence, would not observe the national anthem. It's why they felt that they should cancel all games in England and in Scotland. But cricket, rugby, sports with a different culture in them, they were fine to go ahead. Now, I can say with absolute certainty that had God Save the Queen or God Save the King, whichever, been blared out at Celtic Park, it absolutely would have been booed. No matter the circumstance, it absolutely would have been booed. And the minute silence would not have been observed at all. Celtic are the only major club in Britain who did not tweet any condolence about the Queen's passing. They did put a short thing up on their website to credit them, but they absolutely, the fans would have absolutely booed the national anthem. The national anthem would have been met with absolute venom because of what it means to the people who support a club like Celtic, both the Scottish contingent and the Irish contingent. There's no question it would have been met with mass protest. Now, many people have made the claim, some for the pure purpose of being tribalistic dickheads, that because Liverpool were playing at home, the fear was that Anfield would have booed the national anthem and that the minute silence would not have been observed. Liverpool fans boo the national anthem wherever they go. That is just what Liverpool fans do. And I, for one, have no issue with the booing of that national anthem. I don't believe the games were cancelled purely on the basis that Liverpool and Celtic would have booed the national anthem. Was it brought up in discussion? It probably was. But I don't believe that was the reason. Tonight, though, is different. Because tonight, everybody expects Liverpool fans to boo the national anthem, to boo or whistle during the minute silence. And I really hope they don't get what they expect, because what they will do is they will use it as another stick to beat the fans of this club with. What they will do is they will use that as an excuse for the next time they want to sing about Liverpool fans being murderers. The next time they want to sing about Liverpool fans and how the sun was right and all of that type of horrendous, horrendous stuff that Liverpool fans have been subjected to for over 30 years. They want to use it as an excuse to continue to call the fans of our club vermin. They want to use it as an excuse to separate Liverpool fans from the rest even more than they already are. That's what the establishment are looking for. That's what the footballing body in itself is looking for. They're almost hoping that you will go to Anfield tonight and boo the national anthem and boo the minute silence. And I have to ask you if, like, I know I'm not going to influence anybody, but if I can just be a small voice in the back of your head, don't. Boo it in your head if you want to. That's fine. But just look at the floor. Put your headphones in if need be. Put your headphones in if need be. Go out in the concourse if need be. Go to the toilet, go to the bar, go for a walk. But don't boo. Because all you will do is you will bring another excuse, or you will give another excuse to those people to further denigrate the memory of the 97 and the families who were left behind. And I've noticed that the club, Jurgen Klopp, a couple of well-respected former players, and a couple of the groups surrounding the families of the 97, they have come out and asked people in different ways not to boo the national anthem. You don't have to sing along with it. You don't have to even acknowledge it. You don't have to observe the minute silence by standing there. You can chat to your mate next to you. But just let's not give them any more excuses. Let's not give them any more ammunition. Trust me when I tell you, I understand the want and desire to boo that national anthem. There are very few groups of people who despise the sound of that national anthem more than the Irish. But don't boo it tonight. Don't boo it tonight. Let it play. If it plays, let it play. And if and when they do the minute silence, just put your head down or chat to your mate or go outside onto the concourse. Go to the toilet, whatever. Tonight is not the night to prove how anti-establishment you are. You have every other night of the year to do that. Tonight is not the night. We're one of the great clubs in world football. Let's show people that we are one of the great fan bases as well. Let's remind them of that by proving them wrong. Let's prove them wrong. Like I say, you can be as anti-establishment as you want 5 minutes after it's over. You can sing F the Tories for the entirety of the game. Because remember, they're the real enemy. The Tory party are the real enemy in this. And if you want to be against the establishment, the Tory party are what keeps the establishment in place. So sing about them once that minute silence is over. But don't be what they expect you to be. Because all it will do is it will give them more ammunition and it will bring more hatred on grieving families who have grieved now for over 33 years, who until, I think it's 10 years now, when 11 years maybe since the proper investigation, the proper report about Hillsborough came up, until that point, they were constantly told, Liverpool fans killed your kids. Liverpool fans killed your husband. Liverpool fans killed your brother, your sister, your aunt, your uncle, your niece, whatever, your nephew. And even now, there are still sewer dwellers who want to sing that kind of stuff. And believe me when I tell you that if you boo tonight, they will use that as an excuse as to why they can boo, why they can chant about the 97, why they can chant those vile things. But if you rise above it and you show respect, or you just show ignorance to it, just ignore it. Like, you don't have to take part in it. You don't have to sing. Like I say, you don't have to sing the national anthem. Just ignore it. Put your headphones in. Put your headphones in. Listen to something else. And if you see someone next to you who starts to boo, just give them a dig in the ribs. Tell them to shut up for a minute. It's only a couple of minutes out of your lives. You can get back to fighting the good fight after it. Let's not embarrass the likes of Jurgen Klopp and the likes of the Hillsborough families. Let's rally around them. And as soon as it's all over, sing about them. Anyway, 10 things to know ahead of Liverpool versus Ajax. This is from the great This Is Anfield, put together by Joanna Durkin. Liverpool have won 2 games this year. Ajax have won 7 in a row. Not ideal. 9 out, but Carvalho is back. Thiago, Diogo Jota and Joel Matip had already returned. And now Fabio Carvalho is out. But Andy Robertson is injured and will be out at least until after the international break, which it doesn't sound good. Cuevin Kelleher, Ibu Konate, Calvin Ramsey, Jordan Henderson, Naby Keita, Alex Oxlade-Chamberlain, Curtis Jones and Cade Gordon all still sidelined. Does feel like we're kind of including Cade just to make it sound even worse than it already is. The Liverpool squad spotted in training on Monday. Alisson, Adrian, Pitaluga, Mrozek, both of them are out on loan, so obviously not options to play. Van Dijk, Gomez, Matip, Phillips, Trent, Tsimikas, Mbaye and Chambers. Thiago, Fabinho, Milner, Elliot, Carvalho, Arthur and Besetic. Salah, Firmino, Diaz, Nunes and Jota. So a pretty strong squad available, to be fair. Of the ones who are missing, I think Ibu's the best partner for Virgil. And I think Naby's the best midfielder to go with Fab and Thiago. And Robbo's probably still the best left back at the club, even though he's been out of form. So, you know, get those back from whatever is keeping them out. And all of a sudden, we'd start to look a lot better. There's the predicted Ajax 11. Pasveer, Rensch, Timber, Bassey, Blind. It's pretty strong. Pretty quick. Really good ball players. Not the biggest back four. And there are mistakes in that back four. Wrench, Timber and Bassey are all very young and do make young defender mistakes. Blind is the old head. He's quality, but he is a little bit slow. He'll probably play left back with Owen Wendell ruled out through injury. Midfield, Alvarez, Berghaus and Taylor. Alvarez is good. Taylor looks really, really good. Berghaus is okay. I mean, he's a decent Eredivisie player. Tadic, Bergwijn and Mohamed Kudus up front. Lots of pace, lots of movement, and the intelligence of Tadic is key to all of it. A bit like Thomas Muller does a lot of the thinking so other players can just play their games. The keeper's old. Three of the defenders are young and inexperienced and prone to the odd mistake. But it's a good team. It is a good team. It's not a team that should come and beat us, though. Suggested Liverpool lineup here. Alisson, Trent, Matip, Van Dijk, Tsimikas, Fabinho, Elliott, and Thiago, Salah, Nunes, and Diaz. The one change I would make is I would start Arthur over Harvey Elliott. Play midfielders in midfield. Unless you're going to 4-2-3-1, in which case Elliott or Carvalho is the 10. But if it's 4-3-3, I'd rather see three midfielders. Thiago on the right, Fabinho in the centre, and Arthur tucked in as the left-sided one. A lot has changed as Ajax. At Ajax, they've had a huge turnover of squad. Last game before the international break. Good news, the Chelsea game is called off at the weekend. So Liverpool will go unbeaten in the Premier League in the month of September, which is a hell of an effort. Hell of an effort. It'd be nice if we could win a game in the month of September. We haven't quite managed that yet. So if we can win tonight now, that'll give us a record of played three, won one, drew one, lost one. We would need to score a lot of goals and not concede many to end the month with a positive goal difference. But, you know, you can't have everything. Have to show reaction to the horror show. Jürgen has spoken about what an absolute abomination last week's game was. And I mean, there were no good words to be had because it was a disgraceful performance. And we all know that this team is capable of so much more. We all know that injury issues, form issues, a lack of intensity, maybe a lot of fatigue within certain parts of the squad. Who knows? The positive is that we've had a few of them before. Like, we got beaten 7-2 by Aston Villa, let's not forget. We drew the next game, which was away to Everton. And then we won our next two league games after that. So we did bounce back from it fairly quick. The other one, obviously, is the Tottenham game where Dejan did Dejan things and Jürgen pulled him off the pitch after, what was it, 38 minutes or something. We won three in a row off the back of that. And we won all three of them by three-goal margins in the league. We beat Huddersfield 3-0. We beat West Ham away 4-1. And then beat Southampton 3-0. We also beat Maribor in the Champions League 3-0. So we won our next four games all by a three-goal margin. So we've proven in the past, Jürgen has proven in the past, he can get things steadied fairly quick, and he is going to have to, because another performance like that, and Ajax will absolutely do the same thing to us as Napoli, because they've got more pace and attack than Napoli. They've got Kudus and Bergwijn, who are both rapid. and they will cut us apart if we're not on it. Did you know, in 8 ties against Dutch clubs at Anfield, Liverpool are unbeaten, having won 6 and drawn just 2. We're also unbeaten in our last 15 games against Ajax since a defeat in 1966. That's the fog game, isn't it? Where Shankly wandered onto the pitch to have a chat with some of the lads and ended up kind of standing at centre-back for a few minutes explaining to the players what he needed from them. That's, I think that's the last time we lost to Ajax. As a Portuguese referee, Arthur Diaz, he is in charge. And This Is Anfield will have their live blog up and running from 7 p.m. with Sam Milne in the hot seat for that one. There's notification that Sunday's game has been cancelled. Predicted lineups for the Reds. Ajax boss taking inspiration from Erik ten Hag to weather Liverpool storm. Look, their only chance is that we play as badly as we did against United. If we play at even 90% of our capability, even 85% of our capability, we will win this game. Because there's a huge gulf between us and them. A huge gulf. Liverpool.com also have a predicted team. Let's see what they've gone for. So Matt Addison has Alisson, Trent, Matip, Virgil, Tsimikas. He's got the same team as they had on This Is Anfield. James Martin, he's got the same team. Ben Boxack, he's gone for Arthur instead of Harvey. And I think that is the way to go. Play 3 midfielders. Stop pricking about trying to put players in who aren't midfielders and who aren't really ready to be starting week in and week out for a team that has the type of ambition that we have. Liverpool injury setback presents golden opportunity for 12 million man. That's Costas. Liverpool must use Champions League quirk to give Jurgen Klopp edge as Darwin Nunez can explode. Darwin did well against Ajax last year for Benfica. Liverpool to get close look at 60 million Ajax trio as Jurgen Klopp test could become transfer mission. What's the 60 million trio? Edson Alvarez, he'd only be a backup for us. He's not better than Fabinho, and in our 3 could only play in that number 6 role. Mohamed Kudus, I do like him. I think he's got an immense amount of talent. If you remember when we played Ajax in Amsterdam the last time, he got injured early in that game and had to go off. Excuse me. And then there's Jurrien Timber, who, if we were moving Trent into midfield, I think he'd be an option at right back if we wanted a defensive right back. He's not an option at centre back for a team like us. He's too small. If we play the 3, he'd be ideal on the right of the 3. But I don't see him as being someone that we would give much consideration to be totally honest. Liverpool.com have a few other pieces, one about a rumour that's gone round that we made a late bid for Federico Valverde. I mean, if you could basically design the perfect Jurgen Klopp midfielder for the right-sided role, it would be Federico Valverde. It would. Gavi has signed his deal with Barcelona, it would appear. So that will rule out any potential moves for him. A 1 billion euro buyout clause, which is just such an absolute nonsense. On AnfieldIndex.com, How this period can recalibrate the Reds, new piece up by Stephen Smith. And there is a new scouted guy in Carl having a look at Ajax ahead of tonight's game. There will be a post-match roll. For the life of me, I couldn't tell you who's on it. It is me. It is Trev. And I want to say it's Harry.
I think it is, yeah.
Yeah, I think it's Harry. So, should be a good one. Hopefully. Hopefully. Harry's missed kind of the real stinkers, I think, so far this season. So, he might be due a stinker. So, if we lose tonight, it's all Harry Seti's fault. All of it is Harry's fault. And if we win, then the previous defeats, they're his fault. That's how that's going to work tonight. Yeah, that's it. That's enough from me today. I will see you all tomorrow for hopefully a more joyous podcast. Please, just don't boo. Just don't boo tonight. That's all I'm asking. Just don't boo. You don't have to cheer. You don't have to clap. You don't have to do anything else. You can twiddle your thumbs. You can pick your nose. You can do whatever it is you want to do. Just don't boo. See you tomorrow. Bye-bye.
We hope you enjoyed listening to this Anfield Index show. Please be sure to subscribe to our channel so future podcasts find their way to your device automatically. There's nothing quite like fan engagement, and we'd love to know what you think of anything discussed on this show. The best way to get in touch is over on our free Discord community, where both podcasters and listeners debate the hottest LFC topics 24/7. Sign up free now at anfieldindex.com/discord. You won't regret it. You can also follow us on Twitter at Anfield Index and find us on Facebook by searching for Anfield Index. Oh, and before you go, we'd love it if you could leave us a 5-star review on your favourite podcast app. It only takes a couple of seconds, and it means the world to the people who create these free shows.
Sports Social Podcast Network.